From Spark and Anvil and Racial Realm, this is Splay the Scalekeeper in Chapter 1 of the Racial Realm cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Splay grew up drawing maps, and she learned that you can hold an entire valley in your two hands if you shrink it honestly. Her family were the valley's mapmakers, in the surveyor's house above the town of Furlong. Travelers, traders, and shepherds all came to them for maps of the passes, the fords, the grazing grounds. And a map is a strange and wonderful lie. It is a whole landscape, miles across, drawn small enough to fold into a saddlebag. Splay's father taught her that the lie only works if it is honest in its shrinking. Every distance on the ground had to shrink by the same amount to fit the paper. If the road shrank by 100, but the river shrank by 50, the map would be a monster. River and road in false relation, and a traveler lost by nightfall. So the mapmakers worked to a scale, a fixed factor by which the whole world was reduced. One step on the paper stood for 100 steps on the ground, a scale of 1 to 100, and every single line on the map obeyed it. The mountains, the meadows, the crooked lanes, all shrank by the same 100, so that the small paper valley had the same shape as the great real one.
Her given name was Furlong, the same as the town, though she had been called Splay since she was 10, when she copied her father's great wall map onto a card small enough for a shepherd's pocket, tripling nothing and shrinking everything by the same careful factor. And the shepherd came back a season later to say he had never once been lost. She understood young what a scale factor is. It is a single number that multiplies every length. Shrink by a factor, and you get a map. Enlarge by a factor, and you get a plan a builder can work from. And the one iron rule, the one her father repeated until it was part of her, was that the factor must touch everything equally. You cannot scale the length and forget the width. You cannot enlarge the door and leave the window. A shape stays true only when every length is multiplied by the same factor. The moment you play favorites, the shape distorts and the map lies.
A cartographer from the Ratio Realm Academy came to Furlong for a map of the Northern Passes and found Splay, grown now, teaching an apprentice to read a scale bar, how many real miles hid in 1 inch of paper. "You are working with scale factor," the cartographer said, "scale drawings and maps. Our students grasp the arithmetic, but forget that the factor must be the same for every measurement, and their shapes come out crooked. You have the iron rule." Splay had never wanted to leave the valley, but she liked the thought of children learning to hold big things faithfully in small hands. She has taught Spale for 7 years.
In her classroom, Splay keeps a small drawing of a house and a scale bar beneath it. 1 finger width equals 2 strides. She begins the same way each year. "This drawing is small," she says, "but it is true. Every length was shrunk by the same factor. The door is 1 finger width on the paper. How tall is the real door?" The children read the scale bar. 1 finger width is 2 strides, so the door is 2 strides tall. And the wall, 3 finger widths on the paper, 6 strides. The chimney, 4, 8. The children see that reading a scale drawing is just multiplying every paper length by the same factor. Then she shows them the danger. She draws a second house, but she cheats. The door scaled by 2, the roof scaled by 3. And the class laughs because the poorhouse comes out lopsided, its roof sliding off. "That," says Splay, "is what happens the moment the factor stops being the same. The shape only stays true if every length gets the same multiplier."
A boy named Corin stayed after, holding the little house drawing up to the light, and said the wonder of it, to him, was that something as big as a valley could be made small enough to carry and still be itself, still true, just tiny. Splay sat beside him. She said that was the thing that had kept her at the drawing board as a girl, long after she was allowed to stop. The feeling of taming something enormous by shrinking it faithfully, of holding a whole valley folded in a pocket without losing one true elation. A thing made smaller by the same factor everywhere is not lost, she said. It is held. You can carry it and plan with it and find your way home by it because it kept its shape. Corin looked at the small, honest house in his hand, a whole home shrunk to a card and still standing true, and felt the particular calm of an overwhelming thing made small enough to hold and trustworthy still. Splay is precise, calm, and cannot look at a drawing without checking that its lengths all obey one factor. She still climbs to furlong at a year's survey, and she still copies the great wall map by lamplight, and she still, she says, likes the valley best when it is small enough to fold.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Splay the Scalekeeper. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.